نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله ولي الذين امنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات الى النور والذين كفروا اولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور الى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم. This ayat which you heard a little while ago in today's recitation, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala is the protector, Allah Ta'ala is the friend, Allah Ta'ala is the companion of whom? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have believed. Now we all say we have believed, but one is to just recognize the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or have some knowledge of the existence of Allah Ta'ala, to have some knowledge of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the last and the final messenger, to have some knowledge of the Akhirat, of Jannat, of Jahannam. Now all that is in the category of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, to some extent we have the knowledge of these pillars of faith. But when it comes to yaqeen and belief, it is something totally different. When the person has yaqeen, when he has faith, when he truly believes, then it changes his whole lifestyle, it changes his whole outlook, his whole character, his walking, his talking, his eating, his sleeping, his marrying, his upbringing of the children, his conducting of his business, his traveling in the earth, his traveling around for business reasons or any other purpose, everything, it will have a totally different flavor. People will recognize this person by means of his actions and his deeds, that this person is somebody different from us. He seems to be a believer in someone. This was the characteristic of the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajmain, that wherever they went, they were recognized that these are believers in Allah Ta'ala, believers in the Akhirat, believers in Jannat and Jahannam. Unlike us, that if people have to meet us, if they come into contact with us, if they have business dealings with us, then they say that I am dealing with a person who has a Muslim name. There's a world of difference between dealing with a person with a Muslim name and dealing with a Muslim, dealing with a believer. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when He says that He is the friend, He is the protector of the believers, then we are referring to those kind of believers who are indeed true believers. We must make shukr of the level of iman that we have. We must not be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala, because people with great intelligence, people with great intelligence have not been able to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Many times I have mentioned that we have prime ministers, we have presidents of countries, we have cabinet ministers, we have scientists, we have philosophers, we have great scholars, we have mathematicians, and we have people who have the knowledge of what is beneath the ocean and in the skies, but they haven't recognized Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They slice the bodies of patients day and night. They transplant hearts, but they haven't recognized the giver of that heart in that body of the patient. How many of them? Throughout the world, so many brilliant surgeons. Our own Chris Barnard and so many others. Outwardly the feat that they perform looks like a miracle, but they have not recognized the miracle that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put into the body. So therefore we should make shukr. Whatever level of iman we have, we should make shukr that at least Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us iman, that we believed in Allah, or we at least have the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's existence. We have some level or degree of iman on his prophets, on his on his messengers, on his angels, in akhirat, in jannat, in jahannam, in taqdeer, we have some kind of iman. So we should make shukr over that iman, but we should not believe that we have got perfect and complete iman. That is the crux of the whole thing. That we become very, very satisfied with a little bit of our namaz, a little bit of zikr and tilawat, then we are the best of all believers. Whereas iman is something totally different. When the person has yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is a different thing altogether. Allah ta'ala must give us the reality of yaqeen. Then our du'as will have a different effect. Then our namazes will be different. Our tilawat will be different. Our zikr will be different. It will not be customary. It will be not just mechanical. There will be ruh and there will be soul in it when we have this yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we are going to have that, then Allah ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladheena amanu. Allah ta'ala is the protector of such believers. If only the world had such believers, then Allah ta'ala says he's the protector of such believers. Then nobody can cause you harm. Nobody can destroy you. Outwardly, sometimes it may appear that there is some defeat, but those are tests from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the end result will always be in favor of the true believers. Look at history of Islam. Always the end result will be in favor of the believers. So Allah ta'ala is indeed the wali and the protector of the believers, but they have to be real believers and true believers. And what does he do? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes them out from darkness and brings them into light. There are two things. There's either darkness or light. Now if we are indeed believers, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken us out from darkness and brought us into light. So we have to x-ray. How we go for x-rays to see whether there is a stone in the kidney or not. We go for x-rays for checking up our fractures. We go for x-rays for so many things. So we should also x-ray our hearts at times and see that indeed have we come out of darkness and come into light. If we are to check our level of iman, then we have to check how much of darkness is out of our life and how much of light has come into our lives. That is what this ayat means. To check what is the level of our iman, we say must go and check the sugar level, must go and check the cholesterol level. So just as we go and check those levels, we must also check the level of our iman. And the level of our iman we can check by checking that how much of darkness is out of our lives and how much of nur has come into our lives. Because Allah Ta'ala says he's the friend, he's the wali, he's the protector of those who are believers. And the believers, Allah Ta'ala says, he takes them out from darkness and brings them into light. So the darkness that is all around, there's the darkness of the cinemas, there's the darkness of the theaters, there's the darkness of the casinos, there's the darkness of prostitution, there's the darkness of adultery and fornication, there's the darkness of fraud, there's the darkness of lies, there's the darkness of false oaths and qasams. There's so much of darkness all around, there's nothing but darkness. How much of this darkness have we come out from? We should make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we came out from the darkness of kufr and came way into the light of iman. We came out from the darkness of kufr and came way into the light of iman. We make shukr over that. But that is not the only darkness. Even that kufr that we have come out of and come into iman, we have come out of darkness into light. But there too, if we have to check the level, that how much of kufr have we really come out of. Alhamdulillah, as far as our aqeedah and belief is concerned, we may have come out, but when it comes to our practical lives, when it comes to our practical actions, then at that time we must check that how much of darkness have we really come out of, or how much of those kufr things we have really brought back into our lives, how much of those shirk beliefs we have brought back and shirk actions we have brought into our lives. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladheena amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ila an-noor. Allah ta'ala takes them out from darkness towards light. Out from the darkness of sins, Allah ta'ala brings that person into the light of iman, of yaqeen, of amal-e-salihah. So that is what we should be checking, that what is the level of our iman. If we are going more and more towards those dark and evil actions and deeds, then it means that there is a deficiency in our iman. Then if we do not get that protection from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then if we do not get that nusrat and that help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we have to blame ourselves and not blame Allah ta'ala. At present our condition is this, that we are all saying that we are Muslims, then Allah ta'ala's help and madad and nusrat must come immediate. But this is what Allah ta'ala says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. In fact, it brings to mind again that same incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, which I have mentioned many times in my bayans already. But if it comes into the mind at a certain time, then we should not hesitate to listen to it again and repeat it. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Three darkness. The darkness of the night, the darkness of the waters of the ocean, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale. And in those three darknesses, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. So who is it calling out to Allah? He's calling, to whom is he calling out? He's calling out to Allah ta'ala in the state of distress, that there's darkness upon darkness upon darkness. And he acknowledges and he says, Oh Allah, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. I have done injustice upon my own soul. Now yet he didn't commit any sin. It was just an error of judgment. But yet he acknowledges, he confesses and he cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he begs and he pleads to Allah ta'ala, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Allah ta'ala immediately orders the whale to take him out. And then there's a whole long story. But Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdullah Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he says that from this we learn a lesson. It says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْخَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We responded to his call. Allah Ta'ala says, we responded. And we took him out of his distress. And this is how we will go on. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we will go on saving, giving salvation, giving freedom, giving najat to the believers. So does it mean then that each and every believer now till the day of Qiyamah, if he wants to come out of distress and problem and difficulties, then first he must go into the stomach of the whale and then go deep down the ocean and then say La ilaha illa anta? No. Allah Ta'ala says Kazalika nunjil mu'mineen. That means till the day of Qiyamah now, if there are believers who are in distress, who are in pain, who are in difficulty, who are in problems, or darkness upon darkness upon darkness has engulfed them, and they are now finding their life restless, they have been indulging in all kinds of sins and vices, they have been going to the cinemas and the theaters and watching porn and reading filthy magazines and committing adultery and committing fornication and indulging in fraud and gambling and so many other haram. So now what must they do? They must say, Inni kuntu minaz zalimeen. They must also acknowledge, they must confess before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have done injustice upon our souls. And then ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Then if it is the rights of people, then start paying back whatever is due to whomsoever it is due. Seek forgiveness for the huququl ibad and huququllah. Start making your qazas, whatever it is. So he says, then Allah Ta'ala promises, kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. So just as he responded to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in distress, in the same way when we are going to call with that ah and that pain in our bodies and in ourselves and in our hearts, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also respond to our call. And this month of Ramadan is for the same purpose. What else is that for? That acknowledge, confess before Allah ta'ala. Indeed we are shamed, we were shameless. Indeed we have committed sins. Indeed we have been unjust. Oh Allah, how much you showered upon us of your ni'mats. How much you blessed us with. And how disobedient we have been to you. How much of your own ni'mats, your given ni'mats we have used for your disobedience. So Ya Allah, we are in distress. Then call out and see what Allah Ta'ala then says. He says, Kazalika nunjil mu'minin. So if we saved Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he'll give us also salvation. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on and says, والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. If Allah Ta'ala wills and we get life till tomorrow afternoon or evening, inshallah we'll discuss the second part of that ayat. Get engaged now in dua. It's a very mubarak time for dua, the iftar time, even if it's a few minutes, but make dua for yourselves and for the entire ummah.